major setback for Microsoft.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Microsoft was defeated in a European courtroom this morning. A major landmark antitrust ruling was upheld, one saying Microsoft abused its dominant market position. We have more from Stephen Beard in London.
The European Court of First Instance has ruled that Microsoft must pay the more than $600 million fine. The court agreed the company had broken competition law by refusing to ensure its operating system works with rival software. The case concerns server software and media players. Microsoft's been ordered to cooperate with competitors. The company has 2 months to mount an appeal. The European Commission welcomed the verdict, but technology writer Barry Fox said it won't make much difference to Microsoft's dominant position.
Microsoft software works better with Microsoft Windows operating system. And it's absolutely true. Sometimes it's just easier to give up and say, OK, Bill, OK, Microsoft, you win. I'm going to use Microsoft software.
Fox says the ruling may prevent other near monopolies forming in Europe, but Microsoft will remain largely unscathed. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The European stock markets continued to be roiled by last week's meltdown of British mortgage lender Northern Rock. The firm was rescued by the Bank of England Friday, but it didn't stop panicked depositors from a classic run on the bank, like that scene in It's a Wonderful Life. According to the BBC, the equivalent of $4 billion has been withdrawn since Friday. That's about 8% of Northern Rock's total assets. The British stock market is down 1.5% this morning. Wall Street is coming off its best week since April. Much of that is tied to the bet that the Fed will be cutting interest rates at tomorrow's meeting. The Dow picked up 2.5% last week to finish at 13,442. The S&P rose 2% on the week, and the NASDAQ picked up nearly 1.5%. Former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan's been making the rounds to flog his new book being released today. Mr. G told the Financial Times this morning he expects housing prices to fall significantly from current levels. Comforting words from the man some blame for creating the current financial mess. Jill Barchet reports.
Alan Greenspan's book describes how the Fed chairman steered the U.S. economy around crises for 18 years. He's calling it the age of turbulence.
The conventional wisdom was that Alan Greenspan walked on water and was the chairman of the committee to save the world.
Tom Schlesinger of the Financial Markets Center calls Greenspan the man of turbulence. He's one of a number of economists who say Greenspan's policies are part of the reason Wall Street's had such a bumpy ride.
Certainly the bursting of the housing bubble and the locking up of credit markets, it became legitimate to wonder how we got in this mess. It can't just be laid at Ben Bernanke's doorstep.
Last night, Greenspan told 60 Minutes he didn't realize how bad the subprime problem was. Still, Greenspan's showing he hasn't lost his knack for market timing. Thanks to the financial turmoil, the public's more likely to buy his book. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
The United Auto Workers and GM finished a marathon negotiating session in the wee hours this morning. They're struggling to reach a new 4-year contract after the old one expired midnight Friday. One sticking point emerged late last night. GM wants to freeze cost of living raises and base wages. There has been progress on the bigger issue of health care cost.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Congress has 2 weeks to reauthorize the state children's health insurance program. It's known as S-CHIP, and when it was created 10 years ago, S-CHIP provided coverage to 16 million children in working poor families. Today, lawmakers want to expand it to cover more middle-class kids and even some adults. That plan has the White House threatening veto. But as John Dimsdale reports, some businesses are not on the president's side when it comes to this.
You would expect union leaders like AFL-CIO President John Sweeney to bash the president for opposing S-CHIP's expansion.
He would rather keep the money flowing into the pockets of millionaire insurance CEOs than help hardworking families and their children.
But the CEOs that make up the business roundtable have picked S-CHIP reauthorization as their number one healthcare priority for the year. Maria Gazelle is the roundtable's director of public policy.
If these children can't get health insurance in other ways, their parents don't have jobs that come with insurance, or they're unable to purchase it on their own, this is a great way to cover that part of the population.
Supporters of private health insurance warn the availability of government insurance lets companies off the hook for covering the kids of their lower-earning workers. And as businesses pay less for health insurance, taxpayers will have to foot an even bigger part of the bill, says Janet Troutwine of the National Association of Health Underwriters.
People rarely talk about this employer funding that goes away when people go to public programs. It just seems a shame that we leave millions of dollars of employer money on the table and the government picks up all of that.
S-CHIP is aimed at insuring children in families earning less than 200% of the poverty line, currently about $41,000 for a family of four. Bills in Congress would allow families who make as much as $80,000 a year to take advantage of S-CHIP. That's too big a step in the direction of government-run health care, for the director of Medicare and Medicaid, Dennis Smith.
The government programs are now starting to compete with the private programs. The way insurance pools work best is having as many lives as possible in that insurance pool, where you are spreading the risk. You get caught in the spiraling effect when you start taking people out of the pool.
Lawmakers have yet to find a compromise between two very different versions of S-CHIP renewal. And with the additional hurdle of a presidential veto threat, Congress will probably have to approve a temporary extension to keep the program running after October 1st. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.